This ain't my business, but I just know about it.
Hey. Hey, but we pulling up in the midweek, you hear me? Hey.
And I get mad at you.
All of them just gonna you dirty bitch, how could you go for my friend? She had called me handsome, bought me food, and then I be
yeah.
She said, did you use a condom?
Of course I don't do skin.
Then she welcome me back open on.
That's how that story is.
Biggest time I push your peas, I push your power.
Yeah.
My new bitch got the best location, her crib by a
okay.
Stop and pick up me a backward, then you know I'm on the way. My ex was a Pisces, she was like me in the worst of ways. Honestly, I'm blaming her for
that ain't fine. I got to flee on the remix.
I'm like working, y'all. That ain't my business.
But let's talk about it. I'm
coughing.
Right? I'm cough about it.
You just love getting them little skits to put on their page.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck them shit, man. What you say, what you got, man? It's your boy, MTF Ugly Man, the myth, the legend, the voice of this old sweet land of Ratchet City.
And it's your boy, Nesto, the motherfucking Dunn. You hear me? On the same shit once again, my friend.
Just a different
it's talk. Boy, Sweet Peg Man, you know what it is.
You the sweet shit again.
Yes, sir. That's the one.
And today, we are coming here together, under the nation.
Yeah, what the fuck are we doing here
about,
today?
It's a lot of controversy going on to see it on Facebook.
That's
about,
sad, man.
About the baby goat, big fella, bringing. That's a boy, girl.
That's a girl.
Bringing a girl named Lynn up on his platform. And we gonna speak our opinion up on it, you heard me? Because that's what we do. We speak our opinion. That ain't our business.
But shit.
We just know about it.
I believe he identifies as she, right?
I don't know.
She. I'm gonna call him Shim.
I'm gonna be respectful. Even though I don't believe she deserves it.
Damn, so know what the L stand for? An LGBTQ, Lynn? The L stand for?
y'all pay this shit. Yeah. No, but yeah, so what happened with Lynn? And
all right, so big fella asked his audience who they wanted, I'm saying it right?
Yeah.
He asked his audience who they wanted him
on the podcast.
To bring up on the podcast next.
Right.
And they said Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave his audience what they wanted. He brought Lynn on a platform.
By right, which you should.
And this other person who got his own podcast, he didn't feel like it was appropriate to bring Lynn on such a big platform because he say Lynn is around there passing around HIV, allegedly, passing around HIV,
mm-hmm.
having intercourse with underage boys, allegedly.
Allegedly.
You know it ain't alleged.
Well, that's what he said, you heard me? And the person that we were speaking of is named Nikki D. Sleepers for the Rich. What the last name is?
Daniels. Oh, man.
What he had to say?
Well, I got the video right here. It's an hour and something long, so, you know.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that.
We gonna go through little certain parts, you heard?
What I don't get, man. Why everybody got to be at odds, man?
I mean, some things need to be spoken.
Yeah, but at the same time, man, you got your own platform, man. Why you worry about that man doing on
me? Honestly, on here? I think it's jealousy.
Yeah, that too. But
damn it, but I'm gonna let you hear from him.
All right, let me see what Nikki talking about.
Everybody out, see who all in the building. My sound good, Darrell, Crystal, for a little boy that grew up.
Oh, here you go.
The message I want to give to the young homies that follow me, my nigga. All likes, my nigga. All likes and all views, my nigga, are not fucking good likes and views, my nigga. It's the OnlyFans principle, my nigga. It's the whole, my nigga, like, you know, Like that's literally the takeaway. But you know, with women that do OnlyFans, like, yes, you're gonna get a lot of views. You might even make a little bit of pocket change. But bitch, you're selling your soul.
Shit, my homegirl ain't make no pocket change. What the fuck he talking about?
And you basically sacrificing all the shit that I suppose the men in your family stood for.
No, we need to get to the point, nigga.
Yeah, because, nigga, I'm from the projects,
so,
man.
So, what I told y'all before, a lot of niggas wasn't raised around no solid-ass men, bro. A lot of little boys were not raised with solid men in the home, bro. And that's why it's so easy for a lot of these little boys to do a lot of fuck shit.
He talking about AIDS, and he got easy E on his wall. Man, no pun intended.
Well, and start putting these fucking, these bottom feeding, these disgusting ass motherfuckers in our community on your platform. If little niggas was raised with real men in the house, a lot of bullshit that they do, my nigga, they wouldn't do that shit, bro.
Understand.
But that go back to what I told y'all before. Most of the men that I see doing some of the bullshit, most of the men in our community, nigga, if you want to play like you a real daddy, well, you need to pay like you a real daddy, as niggas mouths. So it don't matter, my nigga. I'm such a powerful nigga in this city, bitch. Whenever I speak, the whole world pay attention. Let alone you dusty fucks. So yeah, I don't need you bitches to come in here. All I know is once I make this bitch public and blast this whole city of Shreveport, I want to know why why a nigga like me is constantly demonized for speaking on all this whole ass shit that affect our community.
Yeah.
Not only is our community plagued by HIV and AIDS, not only is our community plagued by weak-ass niggas and homosexual men that was raised by their mamas, their aunties, and their grandmamas, not only is it plagued by that, my nigga. Like I say, we already dealing with that shit, and y'all sitting there telling me that Zill bringing on a flaming punk that brag about having AIDS and passing that shit, and y'all stupid ass was... Oh, I just saw you, Zill. My bad, fool. I'm finna pick it up. I just saw you, fool. And y'all sitting there telling me how... Y'all sitting there trying to make me believe, goddamn me, that him bringing on a flaming punk, my nigga, with that brags about having AIDS, HIV, and not only brag about having it, the nigga brag about passing it to other men, to other grown men, to other underage.
And bragging about it, yeah.
So I want to hear from Shreveport, but I really want to hear from my little bro. And I'm not and to the little he, she, whatever cuz call itself. This really ain't even about you, little daddy, man. You live your life, bro. You got your mind made up, fool. Like, that's the way you want to live your life, my nigga. I'm not even knocking you, fool. I'm bringing these so-called leaders to the front of the class, my nigga. I'm bringing these so-called leaders, my nigga, that claim that they for us. I'm bringing these niggas that claim to be for the community, that claim to be for the youth, all of that, my nigga. I'm bringing y'all niggas to the front of the class, fool. Because I don't expect Lil Lynn to be nothing more than what he is, fool.
And what's that?
Nah, my nigga Zill, fool. Like, nah, fool. Like, you a nigga that act like you for the community, bro. You a nigga that act like you for these little kids around here. You be doing events at school and all that type of shit, my nigga. So why in the fuck would you bring a homosexual pedophile with HIV onto your platform, nigga, that brag about giving that shit to young people, nigga? So, yeah, I'm finna call you back, fool.
I don't know. I kind of... changed my mind a little bit, though.
Yeah, I told you from the beginning, bro. Like,
I told you on the phone, fool. Like, if you would have asked me to come on your platform after having that little nigga on, nigga, I would 100% decline that shit. I would 100% say no, fool. Be glad you got me onto that shit before you started taking your show down into the motherfucking gutter, bro. Because if I would have known you was going to go in that direction, bro, I probably wouldn't. Like I say, fool, I thought you was trying to make the city proud, my nigga. I thought you was trying to, put on the niggas that really had felt like, trust me, if y'all ever.
All right, now, we're going to talk about this little Paul Harris. His conversation was
there. I mean, well, I'll let y'all chime in, because you know what I'm going to say. I don't give a fuck.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, it don't matter.
Well, to me personally, you heard me. I feel like he right and he wrong in the same sense. I feel like he right because Zill do got a platform and he got a lot of kids up on his platform. You heard me. But at the same time, Zill ain't they mom and they daddy, and they see shit like that all day every day. But like he got a platform and he can choose to do what he want to do with his platform. But I also feel like Nicky wrong because his podcast ain't been doing it what he feel like it should be doing.
Yeah.
And he see Zill shit doing numbers with Lean. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like,
it's too different.
I feel like if his platform was doing what he wanted it to do,
he wouldn't have no problem. He wouldn't
care about that.
Yeah, sure.
And at the same time, you saying he pulling somebody on there that's destroying the community. Let's be real, Nicki. You have a lot of rappers on your platform who allegedly put hits on people and sold drugs in their community.
Yeah.
So what gives you the right over Zeal? You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel like, you know, I feel like I may be wrong. This is my opinion from what I see.
Yeah.
Because from what he was saying on the video, like, these the type of people y'all want to watch. So at the same time, you're dying to Zeal because you're saying these the type of people y'all want to support. You feel like y'all rather support this than me because you ain't getting the love you feel like you should get. But you're not going to get the love that you feel like you should get because the same people you looking for support from, none of the people you downing.
Yeah.
The single mamas, the stepdaddies. Anytime somebody disagree with you, you want to call them a bitch, a hoe, talking about they're a single mama, they come from a single parent home. But a lot of shit you say right, but at the same time, what about the people who had two parents in the home that still turned out gay?
Yeah.
That still end up being that shit. That's still around destroying the community and all this shit. And to be honest right now, it's more of the kids who are stable and got two parents that's out here doing all
the crazy shit. Yeah.
The ones that's really out here doing all that, the small kids.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I agree with you on some things you said, but I don't agree when you say he's right and he's wrong. It's like this. If you telling the truth, with the definition of the truth is the opposite of wrong. So if you're telling the truth, there's no way you can be wrong, no matter what your motivations are behind it. And I don't honestly think he's motivated behind likes or anything, because this has always been his message. I don't agree with a lot of his message. I don't agree that there's nothing wrong with being gay. You see that in nature all the time. That's just a part.
That's a part of nature.
Yeah, that's a part of nature that you will have gay people. Now, what I say I really agree with him is you don't platform a young lady or man. He genders as a lady, so I'm going to be respectful. You don't platform a young lady who's out here in the community and bragging about passing out HIV, and you know that he's doing it to young kids. Not only is he passing out HIV to young kids, destroying lives, He's this big figure in this city to where people will look up to him. So they gonna look up to him and think that it's a okay thing to do to have behaviors that he's out here showing people, that he's out here manifesting.
Yeah.
I've been around Lynn in person. So I've seen the type of person that Lynn is. I can't stand it. I hate the fact that people give him money. Like, I hate that people feed this monster, because he's a monster. When I was around him, we were giving out toys and food to the kids in the projects, right? Yeah. When I say Lynn, I'm not going to say the lady's name, because I don't know if she wants this out here. She got a hug. Lynn was feeling this lady down like I'm talking about, like never seen before, just all up the lady ass and everything. Yes, he was all
so
up the lady. Lynn fuck anything with breath. Lynn is not limited to men. That's what people got wrong.
Oh, so she like Wayne Brady. She like Wayne Brady. What Wayne Brady say he was?
Pansexual, yeah. Like, you ain't gonna fuck whatever that want to fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the problem is, she got HIV.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, it's one thing that you, all right, it's one thing that you gay. That's not even the issue. But the issue is, you got HIV. The bigger issue is, you fucking it. You fucking little kid.
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest issue. Now, I don't know when we started making that okay in our community, but if this okay in our community, then we're hitting an all new low. Like, that. Yeah, okay, people asked him to come on, and they as fucked up. Like, why would they want them on?
And that's what they wanted. That's why.
Yes, but you don't give people everything they want. Yeah. When you have with great standing comes great responsibility. You have to be able to, and it's not no hit on big fella, because like I say, everybody made mistakes, but you got to learn from it. And I seen big fella kind of defending it, like I did nothing wrong, and you did though.
I feel like he ain't do nothing wrong. I don't know. Like I said, I understand him a little bit more now since he brought up that he does have a kid audience too. That's why I don't like Funny Mike, because he be up on. He got a kid audience.
Yeah.
And he do shit that kids don't need to see.
So why is it okay for Big Fella, but it's not okay for Funny Mike?
Then at the same time, Big Fella come on at 9, 10 o'clock. Kids supposed to be sleep. Then that's just like BET Uncut. It come on at a certain time for a reason.
Did John delete?
And it's Facebook. Kids really be on move Instagram.
Brown is, yeah.
It don't delete.
Y'all, but like, he can't raise y'all kids for y'all.
You gotta raise your own cheer.
He like, the end.
So he has no responsibility.
Yeah, he do.
Let me say this.
You
and Nick looking at it from y'all standpoint. Y'all, because y'all like, y'all pro African, pro black, you know what I'm saying? Pro community, activism. He's not that. He's an entertainer.
Yeah, he's not that. This.
He didn't think that deep into it. He just like, man, my audience say this who they want, so I'm going to give them who they want.
Okay, he didn't think that deep into it. That's understandable, and that's what I said. We all make mistakes. So when Nicki told you, and I don't agree with a lot of stuff Nicki said, me and Nicki has had a rocky relationship. Man. We haven't been cool most of the time, right? But right is right and wrong is wrong. So if nigga come and tell you right, why do you get defensive about it?
And why nigga had to do that publicly?
Yeah.
Why you couldn't just keep it private and let Zia learn from that? Because real big homies, they teach you, you know, say, don't bash you publicly unless it come to where they got to. Because a real big homie will get on your ass in public to keep you in your little homie place.
Mm-hmm.
But if you real
that ain't
big homies,
his big homie though.
Yeah. That's how Nicki running it and saying he steady calling him little homie. You know what I'm saying? Like he little boying him. You know what I'm saying? But if it was that, just tell him and correct him in private and let him know. Now, if he keep on doing that and choosing to go down that path, then
address
it's
it.
Whatever. But you could have did that privately. That was a teaching moment.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to get views off of it, You doing exactly what they doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You becoming the thing that you hate.
Right.
Exactly.
And then at the thing too, like I kind of said to you earlier, it's content too though. So it's like, all right, yeah, he trying to correct them or whatever, but he creating content in the same manner that Zill was creating content. And that's really what it boiled down to. They both on some content-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Same way we talking about it right now. Why? Because it's content.
And me personally on the whole, the shit, like...
And you able to teach more people.
People, yeah. Like, with this like far as the youngin' go, in some instance, okay, yeah, he got a responsibility. You know what I mean? All us as black men have responsibility when it comes to the younger generation. You know what I'm saying? It's to try to steer them on the path to do the shit that not do the shit that we did. The fuck ups in our community. But at the same time, shit, Zilla, entertainer, man. And listening to your boy, you know what I'm saying? Why bother?
He's an entertainer. Who is his
base? Yeah, like what I'm saying is,
it's based most of the kids though.
Yeah, but the thing is, what I'm saying is, stop expecting
you out of other people.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You can't everybody ain't gonna have the same mind frame as you. You feel me? Cause who's to say that? Boom, Zia having whoever on his podcast to get the views, to get the numbers. You hear me? Like that's just the buy-in, the feed-in for the numbers to go up. Like you said, and he said out his own mouth, Zill, he do shit for kids. He go around to the schools and he do that shit a lot. Okay, him getting them views and that's like selling dope. I got to give you more when I jump off in it. to get you to get the baby in. I got to give you the fives, though.
You don't have to get it.
That's I'm just
like,
saying.
That's like giving up. What's that new shit? Fentanyl.
But listen, okay, but listen.
All right, don't give him fentanyl, give him weed.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is shit, okay, boom. So I put the product out there to draw you in. I gave you the big product to draw you in.
That's
then
not
I can,
no product. That's you know not I mean? A product. That's what I'm saying. That's
what you saying. You putting out product out there that can kill. That's what you
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, yeah. You giving them fentanyl.
Give them late shit.
Yeah.
Okay, man, look at that.
We finna go listen to this conversation.
It's the streets. It's the streets.
No, these the kids.
We getting the homies ill on the line right now.
That's the difference.
Peace and love, like I said, you tuned in. We got this. We got to send mutual phones in or mutual radio. Cut your radio down. Oh, or let your window. Let your window. But what's the? All right, you sound a little better. Make sure your AC ain't on too, so that wind won't be blowing in the motherfucker. But Shreveport Bossier, man. We got the man himself, man. We got my little bro. We got my little bro, big fella Zia. And like I told y'all. This conversation I'm having with y'all on this live, trust me, if y'all ever hear me say anything about a man publicly, best believe I've already chopped it up with that brother already. I've already voiced my opinion to him. I don't believe in calling niggas out and telling them when we don't get to the public if I hadn't already pulled him to the side and told him.
You see what I'm saying? So, Nikki, you down bad for that, bro. We just had this conversation that lame as fuck. Come on, you supposed to be a real nigga, man.
I just explained why.
But I feel the conversation content is so important that I feel like
the whole world need to
hear the conversation. So, like I say,
everybody needs to know this, though. Like, because without it being public, nobody realizes that it's fucked up. Like, everybody needs to know that it's fucked up.
There was other people saying what he was saying.
Yeah, people need, they need to be broadcast.
Bro, we gonna get Zill's explanation on why he felt bringing a homosexual pedophile. The pedophile, we could really stop there, but we not.
Yeah.
A homosexual pedophile
Thanks.
With AIDS, HIV, that brags about sleeping with underage boys and grown black men in our community. Now, we're going to hear from Zill. I want to hear him explain why he felt like that was a good move for our community. I want to hear him explain why he felt like that's a nigga that needed a spotlight. That's a nigga that we needed to see twerking on other girls that don't have AIDS, HIV. Like, what are we doing, bro? So, like I say, big fella, I'm gonna let you get the flow, my nigga. And like I say, you got the flow, fool. Like, you heard the question, bro. Like, my nigga,
the fact that he
let
told
him answer the goddamn question.
The fact he told Zia to turn his air condition down, and he got this goddamn thing and it is clicking.
Caliber of people on your show,
man. You been asked the question. Let him answer.
You done had green eyes, my nigga. You done had business owners. Shout out to my dog Mike Wilson with Hood Bachi, my nigga. You done had me on there. You know what I'm saying? Business owner, revolution, whatever you want to call me, my nigga. Mr. 3000 was kind of wild, but like I say, even that was on some funny shit. That nigga ain't called.
Nah, 3000 was wild. You know green eyes.
So
wild.
Like I say, just explain it. Make it make sense, bro. Just make it make sense. Our, you know, special guest, big fella Zill. Make it make sense, big dog. I'm listening.
But I can understand.
Hold on, who just important is me, Lynn? I bet I'm listening.
He just important, you know what I'm saying? He have a fan, he think that was fuck. So man, whatever his field, when he's doing it, you know.
No, we're not. Hold on, Zill. Let's not say whatever his field is. Let's keep it 100. We know what this nigga do. What kind of content, baby? What kind of content? And you basically saying every nigga with followers and eyes on him, that automatically make him equal to another nigga in the city with eyes? Eyes and views make every nigga equal, right? It don't matter what they got them views for. So the girl that go spread her ass cheeks, the girl that goes, all right, I'm listening. All right, you right. Go ahead.
And here I am. I gotta spend my Sunday listening to this shit. You feel me?
What the fuck they got to do with you? Nothing. It don't got nothing to do with you. Whatever they go on, however they sleep in their bed, whatever they do, that's on them.
Now hold on, y'all listen. This a community nigga saying this ain't okay. Go ahead. You right. You go ahead.
whatever he got going on in his life, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's what he like, that's what he do.
Okay.
That don't mean I'm finna, I don't like him, or I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I tell you a story, I grew up on football team.
Okay.
And one of my football coaches was a man just like you, or did 15 years in the army. You know what I'm saying? Real estate though, man. Didn't play no game.
Yeah.
His son was one of them.
Yeah. The coach was, or the son? Hold on. The coach or the son?
Probably my partner, little brother.
What do you
like, man? Yeah, come on, man. Y'all worse than them niggas.
So that's an exception. Exception. We call that an exception. Yeah, exceptions don't negate. Hold on. Exceptions don't negate the rule. You can't find the one sissy that had his mama and his daddy and say that's the rule. No, my nigga. That still ain't
He's
the rule.
He's a homophobe, though. That's terrible.
Yeah, he homophobic.
Yeah.
What don't matter? A nigga bragging about sleep. Wait a minute. Please get to that point. Please get to that point.
You say that he brag about sleeping with little boys, so whatever you say, he brag about
it. It don't fucking matter. That's how he got the views. You know he bragged about it. That's the only reason you wanted him on the show. Okay, I'm listening.
Wait a minute. Someone called in and said, why did you sleep with a young boy? Ain't that bad thing?
So you finna act like you don't know what you finna act like you don't know what that nigga reputation is? You what? Listen, hold on. This is a community nigga saying that a sissy going around spreading AIDS don't matter.
Right there.
And this Zeal now, this Zeal that this, wait a minute.
He telling the truth.
But this you ain't got
to. Wait a minute. What kind of? Now he's saying how I know it ain't a lie. What kind of? I'm finna answer your question. Okay, go ahead.
Damn, man.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Shit that I know fuck niggas up. Shit that I know fuck niggas off.
Let them talk, nigga.
So therefore, in this generation, think about all the mamas, all the newborn babies that's in born without their fathers, and their father got taken away.
You motherfucking right, they bastards. You goddamn right, they bastards. You goddamn right, they bastards.
They are bastards, but they deserve fathers.
I think that's enough for hearing that and hearing what it's.
Yeah, they bastards, but they deserve a man that loves them. Like, you know,
I really didn't want to get that shit no insight on our platform because that is fucking crazy. He ain't have to say nothing about Z. He could let Zill go on about his business. You know what I'm saying?
He's not.
And now
it's not about Zill.
Okay.
It's about the principle.
All right.
Like, and it seems as if in this city we don't get it. So that's why he gotta have.
You got a point though.
People got peaks, man. The nigga got his peak.
Why you say
people
that?
Got peaks.
Why you say that?
People do got peaks.
Yeah.
But
look, just like you said, Zill had other controversial people on this platform. He ain't got nothing to say about them.
Well, we know that he's a homophobe.
Yeah,
you know that. So that's probably what triggered it. But
yeah, fucked him up.
But you know, I mean, like I say, Lynn got to be stopped. He's literally killing people back to back to back.
Somebody died.
He killing people HIV.
Man, niggas die every day, B.
Niggas get shot every day, B.
Spreading a disease like that.
That's wrong. It's
crazy.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Man, he's fucking a lot of DL niggas.
This is what I'm getting. Why are these people already got it like them?
Yeah. He should, but he don't. You know? And that's what I'm saying. She, I'm sorry. But you know what I'm saying is, like this, dog. That's a monster. I said it before, that's a monster you don't feed.
True.
I don't know what's the obsession with this dude.
So you want to interview R. Kelly?
Would I interview R. Kelly?
Yeah.
About what?
Would you sit down with R. Kelly?
I sit down with anybody. I sit down with Lynn, but I don't want a platform.
I'm saying, have you ever screamed the R. Kelly song?
Huh?
You don't scream the R. Kelly song?
Let's talk about it. Scream to it.
Scream.
Stream, like download it.
Apple Music.
I don't be listening to R. Kelly, but I will listen to R. Kelly. Yes, I'll listen to R. Kelly songs, but I don't be, but I will.
You think
Lynn is in R. Kelly different than
Lynn?
I was saying,
you think Nick ever streamed R. Kelly song, listen to it?
Hell yeah, that nigga probably listen to R. Kelly as soon as he got done with his show. Same thing.
How? Who R. Kelly gave HIV to?
He said your past, not herpes, allegedly.
You got a point.
You see what I'm saying?
You got a point.
Just listening to them, both of them was really giving me a headache when a simple solution to that shit was, okay.
Just let people do whatever they do. Let people be ignorant. Let the community think that our leaders got the right to be homosexual pedophiles that's giving HIV. We need to let people think that it's okay to kill, steal, and drug. We need to let people think that it's okay to beat old women and children.
Listen,
that's the route we need to go. To just mind our business and let the children become whoever they become, no matter how bad or good that is. That's what we need to do as adults in the community.
Hell nah. Yeah,
man,
no.
When it comes to these rebels. I'm saying not you specific.
Listen,
people in general.
I'm talking especially in the neighborhoods. You see what I'm saying?
It's a difference between putting on art. It's a difference between making a movie. It's a difference between making a song than a person who's out here in real life passing HIV and killing people.
They want rappers out of real life.
Most rappers that's talking about killing ain't did
but,
nothing.
Nowadays.
Them niggas be getting ripped off other people's kills. The majority of people who rap about killing ain't killed nothing.
Not the Yonsa D-Day.
The majority of people who rap about killing ain't did nothing. Now, do you have some that have? Yes. Are there some popular ones that have? Yes. But the majority of ones, even the ones that's around those that have killed, ain't killed nothing.
Well, back to what I was saying about this little situation here is, if you know what I'm saying, Zill platform is not for that. That's I think that's what Nicki overlooked. Out the whole situation, like
see
some ratchet ass shit.
You want to see some ratchet? Go watch PBS.
You see what I'm saying? But like,
that's ratchet. That's ratchet. Now,
listen, hold on.
I think this is all a setup. I think all gonna make a hoops.
I think
they gonna eventually have a debate between Nicki.
I mean,
it's nothing. What should they do? Fight? Nah, they shouldn't. The only thing they should do is talk. But we men. That's the problem now when it comes to settling differences in our community.
People don't know how.
You're supposed to talk.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
That's how you settle differences.
People against a lot of shit until money get involved.
See what I'm saying?
The right amount of money.
The right amount of money,
nigga, turn a blind eye to a lot of shit.
I agree. That's why I'm different than a lot of people.
Yeah, I think even though Nicki, it was on him to bring it up because that's what type of person he is.
Right.
That's his demographic. So of course he gonna bring it up. Me personally, after you said you had a sit down with the little homie, after that, to me, shit, now you doing the shit on the motherfucking live on the camera, then you doing the shit, man, for likes, man.
People need to know.
Because he was just complaining about not getting no likes and no views.
What's the streets nowadays? What is the streets?
Shit, why be it?
Nah, that ain't the streets. Yeah,
that type of shit don't go on in the streets I be in, though.
The streets? Yeah, it do, because that's what Lynn doing it is.
Listen, well, I'm in the street. We don't even talk about shit like this.
You ain't got to talk about it for the hell.
We can't leave without saying this. After Nicki said all that and said, you support somebody around doing us and then it went 24 hours. They say Lynn was on his live doing exactly what Nicki said he was doing.
Yeah. and so
it ain't gonna change shit.
Nah, you missing the point. The point is this. Everybody that was watching that live with Zill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you think their attention went?
To Lynn live?
That attention went to Lynn. So what he did was, like I've been saying, he fed the monster.
Yeah.
He's in people are praising.
I don't think y'all Lynn. Said like he fed the whole meal. I think he just fed the appetizer. Because like they say, Lynn got an audience.
Lynn has an audience.
This is what they say. I don't know. But they say Lynn online audience is actually bigger than Zill and Nika audience put together.
Damn. I don't know.
They say his
but
audience
I know it's
gave
big.
Him enough money to buy a car. Man, get out that mind
for.
But say, we gotta wrap it up anyway.
This yeah, man.
But yeah,
like I say, I mean,
I don't even want to talk about that shit, man. I be want to talk about just, cool, laid back, funny shit,
yeah,
man.
But this gotta be
politicians
talked about.
Here and there, but not here though.
Yeah, here.
No, go talk about that shit somewhere else, man. We over here, man, smoking blunts, man.
I'm not smoking no blunts.
I'd rather talk about the mama bears, man, and let them niggas, man.
But it, what you think the mama bears say?
What you think they doing?
They like, they see shit like that and it damn near validate.
But guess what we did?
I'm saying Lynn right here doing all that. The mama bears want to stop crabbing all that shit. Why she ain't post Lynn on the mama bear page?
It's coming.
Look, and then you just fed
once
the beast
get
too.
To it, it's coming.
Look, you just fed the beast too.
How?
Because you talking about it.
No, I'm telling.
But you still just fed the beast that you talking about. You got me sitting here feeding the fucking beast. I don't even know.
I'm telling that it shouldn't happen. But, I'm talking about us as a community. We shouldn't be giving money to that. We shouldn't be. There's some that he's a person. If we not going, and I'm not gonna do nothing because if we not putting his ass in jail, then we should just be ignoring him.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Because he's willfully passing that shit and he's fucking out here.
Ain't fucking my kids.
Yeah, my kids in St. Louis, but you know.
They say he be on the road.
But anyway, man, shit, man, look, man. Man, all in all, man, I think people should mind their motherfucking business.
That ain't our business.
But we just know about it.
They put it out there, man.
Say
check this out, man. Make sure y'all like, share,
subscribe. Hit the like, share, subscribe button. Yeah, man, come rock with the homies, man. Shout out to Zill. Shout out to Lynn. And shout out to, what's your boy name? Sleepers for the Rich.
Yeah, Nicky
Dangerous. Shout out to him, man. Shout out to the whole Ratchet City, man.
This is Barnesto the Don.
And I'm MTF Ugly Man, the Memphis Legend, and the Marshal of the Ratchet. And that's Nose-Ass Pac-Man. He liked that mess-ass shit, man.
I don't like that, though.
Man, we out, bro.
This ain't my business, but I just know about it.